Lesson 1. Clown College. When Irvin Feld purchased Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus in 1967, he was concerned that the number of clowns in his circus was dwindling. The circus had only about a dozen clowns, and the average age of the group was about 60. After seeing some clowns perform, Feld remarked with asperity, "They can fall down, but can they get up?" Feld found a solution to his problem in 1968 when he started a school that would train a new generation of clowns. It ran for 30 years and at its peak was receiving thousands of applications from those imbued with a desire to make people laugh. During their audition, applicants might be asked to walk like a lizard or to pretend they're on a planet with too much gravity and then on one with too little. Only about 30 were accepted each year, usually the most extroverted. Shyness had to be overcome or it would undermine their chances of success. The college's director once said what he looked for in a clown was a heart as big as Alaska and a willingness to give it away on a daily basis. After admission, 8 weeks of unremitting hard work faced the successful applicants. For 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, students learned the rudiments of clowning. Classes were typically taught by veteran clowns, many of whom were big-name circus performers at the top of the circus hierarchy. Their day began with warm-ups at 8 a.m., followed by an hour-long makeup class. From 9:30 a.m. until dinner time, students practiced the physical aspects of clowning: tumbling, taking pratfalls, walking on stilts, riding unicycles, and juggling. At the same time, they worked on developing their own repertoire of tricks and stunts. They also had to decide which of the two basic types of clown they aspired to be. The Auguste wears garish clothing several sizes too big for him or her. The makeup is greatly exaggerated, and the costume often features a bright red fake nose and curly orange wig. The bane of the other clowns, the Auguste specializes in rambunctious behavior and delights in instigating mischief in the circus ring and acting like a buffoon. Hampered by a pair of enormous shoes, the Auguste is often seen being chased around the ring by an authority figure, like a police officer or the ringmaster. Students with a penchant for mime are often drawn to the other basic type, known as the whiteface clown. Makeup for the whiteface is applied sparingly around the eyes and mouth, over a white base. The shoes are a normal size and the costume is loose-fitting. The hair is completely hidden under a skull cap, over which the white face wears a neat, cone-shaped hat. Much of circus comedy is based on interactions between the Auguste and the white face clowns. The white face is often a victim of the Auguste's antics and therefore usually has a doleful expression. In 1995, Clown College moved from Florida to Wisconsin, and 2 years later, as a result of cost-cutting measures, it closed its doors permanently. During its 30 years, it graduated about 1,500 clowns. Class reunions are held every year when about 300 present and former clowns get together to swap stories of circus life. With no more clowns being graduated, many of them tell of receiving calls from the circus, inviting them to return. But the work is hard, the pay is low, and the turnover is high. Not many are tempted by such offers. All agree, however, that their experience with the circus was an exciting time of their lives. They had lived a childhood dream. They ran away to join the circus.